Yasmin.
Welcome. Good
Thank
evening.
you. Good evening.
We're going to, it's just you right now, but I'm going to start the end of the cloth and everything, and I'm, hopefully other people will come on. But it's I've changed the pattern so that I'll start with one person, but if it's when we get finished with the beginning of all of the connections to the Anabekoth and the 72 names and the Sadikim, if it's still one, I don't think we'll go on. But let's start. So please join me in saying the Anabekoth. Anabekoth Gedulat Shemitah Tati Aleph Gimel Yud Tav Tzadi Kabel Rina Amhasad Veinu Tafaleinu No Ra Kufre Shayan Sintet Nun Na Gibor Dor Shei Yehud Ha Kivava Sham Rem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Bar Hem Tacharem Rachame Bikatha Tamir Gam Lem Betet Resh Sadi Tach Gimel Chasin Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Na'el Adata Het Kuf Bet Tet Nunayim Yachid Ge'e Lamcha Penei Zokre Kiddushata Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufav Tzadi Yud Tav. The letters of the month of Tevet, the Bet that created the planet Shabtai, the planet Saturn, and the Ayin that created the constellation Gedi, the goat. Together, the Ayin and the Bet have a gematria of 72, and all students of Kabbalah know 72 connects to the Sefirah Chokmah, which is wisdom, and it connects to the 72 names of God. And most of the students of Kabbalah know that it connects to the 72 names of the Tzaddikim. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We are now going to separate the right column energy from the left column energy of that creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum Vechanun, Ech Apayim, Verav Chesed Vin Emet, Notze Chesed Lalafim, Notze Awon Wafesha, Vechata'a Vinakei, The year 5778, the energy of which is bow to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. There are two verses in the Tanakh that connect to this energy. The first of those verses that we study is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishkaranon vayichal vayavo Amelech liroto vayomer Amnon el Hamelech tavo na tamar achoti uchlabed liene supe levivot v'evre miada. The second verse that we study is from Psalms. It's chapter 32, verse 5. The name of the year, Tashin Ayin Chet, our current year, is concealed in this verse. The letters of the name are separated by three letters each. Chatati odiacha va'avoni lo kisiti. Amarti ode ale peshai ladonayo he wahe weata nasata avon chatati sela. The year 5777, known as the year of the goat, also has two verses that connect to this energy or connect to the energy of the goat. The first of these verses that we study is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Tzod tzaduni katzipor oyevai chinam. When we take the first letter of these five words, we're able to create Tzatzkiyach, which stands for, or translates as, appear like brothers. When we take the final letters, we take Yidir Yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse that connects to this energy of the goat is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. And in this verse, the name of the year, Tashin Ayin Zion, is concealed. The letters of the name are separated by seven letters each. Kim Ba'adonai Yohewahe Elohechem Tadebaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. The year 5776 has two verses that connect to this energy, which is the energy of the pause as well. The first verse that we study is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka Kohanim Hayulimat velo yachlu lehashib et kol haolot vayehaskum achechem halevim ad kelot hamlacha liad yitkadshu hakohanim ki halevim yishre levav lehitkadesh me hakohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of each of these words, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai Yohewahe, Lalahe, Wawawa, Yolayo, Alame, Hey, 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 Aka, Rekaha. The second verse that connects to the energy of the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bidhu ba'adonai yohewahe ade'ad ki bi'ah yohe adonai yohewahe tzur olamim. The year 5775 has three verses that connect to this energy. The energy is swallowing death forever. The first verse that we study is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni lo tarpeni at bili ruki. Next, we study 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol amachavoyam. Asher yitkabe sham wishavtem elai el nahum. Wehalakti ifem wechayayim yeshno. Varets vechipasti o tov kol alfei Yehuda. And the third is Job chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetza yoved roav yom ruayom. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There is only one verse that connects to this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasanti makum liamil Israel untati vishakan takta vilo yergaz od vilo yosifu bene avla anoto ka asher barishona. We're now going to connect to the 72 names of God, and we do this by saying the name, the letters out loud, utilizing their root vowel. Please join me. We're starting with the chart, the upper right corner. We're going right to left, and then row by row, top to bottom. Wahe wayo layo layo te alame mehe shila lahe aka aka heta he zayo alada la awa he hea yozala me behe he reyo he kome la awa kalo ya kal. La yo, la wa wa pe he la, nu la ha yo yo yo, me la he 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 wa, nu ta he he a, yo re ta shi a he, re yo yo a wa me, la ka be wa shi re, yo he wa la he he. Kawa ko me nu da, anu yo he ame, re he a yo yo za, he 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 me yo ha, wa wa la yo la he, za a la a re yo, a shi la me yo he, wa he wa da nu yo, he he shi ame me. Nu nu a nu yota me be he pe wa yo nu me me yo yo la he re he me tsa re wa me be yo he he a nu a me he yo ta me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa re a he yo be me. Hey, yo, yo, me, wa, me. There are three names in this chart, name number 13, number 14, and number 30, that connect through their gematria to the year 5778. And these three names, their essences, also connect to the idea of bowing to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. Name number 13 has the essence of bringing heaven down to earth. Name number 14 has the essence of saying farewell to arms, eliminating conflict. And name number 30 has the energy, I forgot the energy of name number 30, but it'll come back to me. Name number 30 is the energy. Say?
It's okay, Hanok. Nothing.
Okay. Name number 30 has the energy of removing conflicts, essentially, while name number 14 is saying farewell to arms, which is a more extreme aspect of removing conflicts. The names from the 72 names from the Tzaddikim is we will connect to next in the same manner, by saying the names of the letters with the root vowels. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he anu a ka me ta he he yo anu da la he wa me he me a yo tsa la me re he he yo yo he me me. La wa wa ka be yo, la yo wa pe nu la, nu me ha yo he yo, me nu he 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 wa, nu yo he he shi a, yo re ta shi a he, re la yo a wa me, la yo be wa he re, yo yo wa la he he, ka a ko me nu da. Anu yo he wa me, we he a yo he za. He shi he me ka ha, wa wa la yo yo he. Sa a la a re yo, a la me ta he. Wa he wa da la yo, he yo shi a la me. Nu he a nu wa ta he. Nu ata me la he, he a yo nu ko de me. Yo re la he be he, me za re wa he be. Yo a he a la wa, me za yo da he be. Me ka ko a la a, he he wa re la he. Yo yo me he la yo, me he me. In this chart, name number 30 is the exact same name and location as in the previous chart of the 72 names, and it has the essence of helping to remove conflicts. I think the energy is titled Building Bridges. Is the names of the Tzaddikim who left this fourth day of Tibet: Rabbi Chaim Shneor Zalman, and he is buried in Liadi. Rabbi Moshe Zev of Bialystok, Rabbi Yehoshua Ezel Harif of Slonim, Rabbi Gershon Hanoch Leiner of Radzin, Rabbi Yaakov Shaul Kepsin, Rabbi Chaim Shaul Dvek, Rabbi Shalom Rokeach, Rabbi Yitzhak Meir, Irving Bunim, and Rebbetzin Recha Schwab. And the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach we say in a whisper. Today's class is our Zohar class for the Parsha of Vayigash. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in row 1. The right-hand column is a landing page that opens up to the list of the 54 parashas. Scroll down to Parasha Vayigash, and this is section 5. We're starting with Pasuk 34, and initially we'll start with the Lishem Yehud. Lishem Yehud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bithilu Urchimud Hilud Hilu Urchimu Leachta Lishem Yud He Bavav He Beyehuda Shilim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konaneh Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konanehu Rabbi Yehuda the Rabbi Yosei Iaru Bichpar Chanan Adhawo Yadve Beosh Bezaihu Atahad Barnash Bechad Matola Bechamra Kamea Bealbaveta Ad Hakai Amar Rabbi Yehuda Lerebi Yosei Hatanenan De David Malka Hawa Mitnamnem Kisos Vishenteya Zer Heich Hawa Kambu Palgut Lelia Hai Shiura Zer Yehu Vela Hawa Itar Apilu Bit La Tut Laila Lelia. The translation for Pasuk 34. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi met in the village of Chanan. While they were sitting at the inn, a man came in with a baggage-laden mule and entered the house. Rabbi Yehuda was then saying to Rabbi Yossi, "We have learned that King David slept like a horse and had little sleep. If this is true, how did he wake up at midnight? The portion of 60 breaths of a horse's sleep is very brief. So he would have awakened before even a third of the night was over." My commentary. There are three portions of the night. The first is from sundown until 10 p.m. The second is from 10 to 2. And the third is from 2 to sunrise. And this can help you understand this pasuk. Pasuk 35. Amar leya b'shata di'al elya hawa yatev in kol riv revei beiteya v'dayin dina v'asek b'milei v'yoraita uvatar hawa naim Shenteya ad pilgut leilya v'kam b'filgut leilya v'itar v'ishtadal v'pulchana t'mareya v'shirin v'tush v'chan. The translation. He replied, "When night fell, he used to sit with the princes of his house to execute justice and study the Torah, which means that he did not go to sleep when night fell, but closer to midnight. He then slept until midnight, when he woke and rose to worship his master with songs and hymns." My commentary. And this helps to explain Pasuk 34 above as well. Pasuk 36. Ad hake amar hahu Barnash Viki Hai Mila Dikamri Tu Akehu Razad Milaka Deha David Malkahai Likayam Lealayam U Alme Almin David Malka Awanater Koyomo Dilayitam Tamita Begin Deshemta Chad Meshitin Umita Iu With David Begin Duktea Tihu Chai Lahawana Eyam Elashitin Nishme Da'ad Shitin Nishme Chaser Chad Ihu Chai Mitaman Uchala Ta'eyam Barnash Tama Demota Leshalet Be'a Sitra Deruach Misava. The translation. The man interposed and asked, "Is this what you think? This is the secret of the matter. King David is alive and exists forever and ever. King David was careful to avoid a foretaste of death. And because sleep is a 60th part of death, King David, whose domain is the living, slept only 60 breaths. For up to 60 breaths, less one, it is living. From then on, man tastes death, and the sight of the impure spirit reigns over him." My commentary is that the pasuk is clear as it is written, but there may be some questions about this or the earlier pasukim. Pasuk 37. Uedaha wa nater David malkadila yitam ta'ama demota v'shalet be'yachitra derucha yi'atamar atchara begin deshitim nishmecha ser chadihu razadechayim Tilela ad shitim nishme, Tinun shitim nishme, Ilain v'ilem, Razadil chon betalya yin, Bechon chaye, Umikan, Ultata razad motahu. The translation. King David guarded himself from tasting death, lest the sight of the impure spirit obtain control over him. For 60 breaths minus one are the secret of supernal life. The first 60 breaths are the supernal 60 breaths, whose secret is that life depends on them. From them downward, it is the secret of death. My commentary. Learn this well. A human soul only needs a half hour of sleep each night for perfect health. The human body does not need sleep at all. 60 breaths of a horse is a half hour. For every minute over a half hour that a person sleeps is counted as a potential minute of Torah study that the person did not do. This is my opinion. Pasuk 38. V'yad David Malka Hawa Shair Shira Delelia Begin Diyat Kayem Bechaim Dila Yishlot Beyakama Temota Vekad Itpaleg Leil Yahawa David Mitkayem Beatreya Begin Dikad Idar Palgu Lelya Vikitra Kadisha Idar Ba Pilali Ashkaha Leyad Lidavid Mitkashir Beatar Achara Batar Demota. The translation. Therefore, King David would measure the night until midnight, so as to remain alive, lest the foretaste of death dominate him. At midnight, David would be in his domain, in his grade, which is life, and existence by waking up and uttering chants and hymns. For when midnight stirred and the holy crown, the nukvah was awakened. David did not wish to be found connected to another domain, the domain of death. My commentary is that the verse is clear as it is written. Pasuk 39. Begin dekad itpaleg leil yav uk dusha ila'a itar uvar nash denayim biar seya vila itar leyashkeha Ikara demareya Haihu itkash sar Viraza demota Umita bak batar Achara vialda David malkahawa Kaim li ashkaha Vikara demareya Tadir chai legabe, chai vila naim b'shem ta, l'tama tama demota ugin kach, awam itnam nem, kesus shetin nishme, v'lachish bishlimu. When midnight comes, supernal holiness is awakened, but man is asleep in his bed and does not awaken to regard the glory of his master. He becomes attached to the secret of death and cleaves to another domain, to the other side. King David, therefore, always woke at midnight, careful of the glory of his master, alive before the living one, and he would never sleep long enough to taste death. Thus he slept like the 60 breaths of a horse. 60 breaths, less one. My commentary. Have you asked yourself why is it necessary to have so many, three different verses to explain the same aspect regarding sleep and midnight prayer? Pasuk 40. Batu Rabbi Yehuda Beribi Yose Un Shakuha Amaru Lea Masemach El Tiskiya El Yit Yashir Chelach Veit Natakach Oraitach Yetivu Amar Rabbi Yehuda Ho'il v'sharet e'malan mehane razin ilayin tekamart. The translation. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi came and kissed him, for he revealed a new explanation concerning midnight prayer. They asked him, "What is your name?" And he replied, Heskia, which translates as strengthened of or by Hashem. They said to him, "May you be strengthened and may your study of the Torah be augmented." They sat down. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Since you have started, tell us more of the supernal mysteries to which you have made reference. My commentary. This pasuk is inserted here to transition to a new yet similar subject. Pasuk 41. Patach ve'amar Hashem bechachma yasad eretz konen shemayim bitvuna tachatze kad berachu shabarichu Bila alma chamadila yakele itkaima al devara oraita begin demina nafkin kol nimusin ilaim vetataim uvakaime alae Ilae utatae ahidiktiv Hashem Pehach mayasad eretz konen shamayim bitavuna Pehach makaimim Kol kiyumayim bi alma bekuhu nafke Migava The translation, he opened the discussion with the verse, Hashem by wisdom founded the earth. By understanding, the Hebrew word is tibunah, he established the heavens. Come and see. When the Holy One, blessed be he, created the universe, he saw that it could not exist, for the universe was created under the reign of the left column. The secret of Chachma without Chasadim, and Chachma cannot illuminate without Chasadim. Therefore, it could not exist until he created the Torah, the central column called Zer Anpin, also called Torah. He caused the two columns, right and left, to be included within each other, and Chachma was included within Chasadim. Then Chachma illuminated from the Torah, namely from the central column, all the laws issued by the upper and lower worlds, which are supported by it. This is the meaning of the Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh and Zer-Anpin, the secret of the central column, as it is written, by wisdom founded the earth. He founded the earth by wisdom, clothing Chachma in Chasadim, so that the illumination of Chachma remained in the world. Through wisdom, everything in the world exists, and everything derives from it, as it is written, in wisdom have you made them all. My commentary. Everything is created with both energies mixed together. Then the two different energies needs to be separated, and then brought back together as the central column. That is the essence of this pasuk and its teachings. It's also why we say the 13 attributes after we have created by bringing the singing the Anak Bekoah. Pasuk 42. Da mar Hashem behach ma yasaderet al ma ila'a la yitberei elav migoy ach ma vialma tata'a la yitberei elav migoy ach ma tata'a v'kuhu navkam Migoy Chachma Ila'a Umigoy Chachma Tata'a Konen Shemayim Bitvuna Konen Mai Konen Ela Konen Koyoma Yoma Vela Pase la beko yoma va yoma it ken leya. The translation. Another explanation of Hashem by wisdom founded the earth is that the upper world, Tivuna, was created only by Chachma, and the lower world, the Nukva, was created only by the lower Chachma. Chachma clothed by the Nukva. Thus it seems that they were all issued from the upper and lower Chachma. By understanding, the Hebrew word is Tivuna, he established the heavens. He asks, what does it mean by established? And he answers, established refers to Tivuna, which establishes their anpin, called heaven, every day. They were not mended at one time. Rather, he perfects them day by day. Before I read my commentary, I would just like to express how important a full reading of this verse is in your study of Kabbalah. My commentary. In the spiritual world, the two energies strive to separate from each other. It is necessary for Hashem to bring them together each day into the central column. Unwritten commentary. Chachma, or wisdom, founded Malchut, the earth? That's a question. While at the same time, Bina, which is Tivuna, was created by Chachma without Chasadim, a spiritual level of wisdom. But the Nukva was created by Chachma. If Bina was created by a lower level, it's difficult to understand these things without charting them, without thinking them through. And I recommend when you have time that you do that, because it will help with your spiritual growth through Kabbalah. And if you have questions, you feel free to call me at any time. Verse 43. V'hainu razadikti v'shamayim lo zaku v'ina v'ki yisod digriuta hihu misamayim Ela hashivu mi shamayim Ihu begin chavivu uru sagya Teku chabarihu rae beho Behavivu taihu Legabeya deha agidihu Mas ken lon kol yoma v'yoma ladame b'eino d'inun mitztagnan kitka yaot begin v'irchimuta dilchon legabeya uruteya v'yan hara lon tadir Bila pasiku teha madiate apek nahorin sehirin koyoma leoma tadir Bila pasiku begin leon hagra lon tadir the alda lok saku Peinav lo zaku bilchodo laketiv Ela lo zaku beinav Uvgin kachonen shemayim Pitvuna. The translation. This is the secret of the verse, and the heavens are not clean in his sight. Could you think it is a derogatory remark of the heavens? On the contrary, it is to the advantage of the heavens, for it is because of the love and great passion that the Holy One, blessed be he who is Tivuna, bears for the heavens, Zeranpin, that he views them as not perfect enough, even though he perfects them daily. It is for the love of them and because of his desire to shine continuously upon them. And he explains, the world that is coming, Tivuna, radiates scintillating light every day without cessation to eliminate them always. Therefore, they are not clean in his sight. It does not say not clean, but rather not clean in his sight. This indicates that although they are in reality clean, because of his desire to shower abundance upon them, they are not considered clean to him, as has been explained. Thus the scripture reads, by understanding he established the heavens. My commentary. In my opinion, this explains why Zeranpin will eventually return to the higher world of Atzilut. Pasuk 44. Man shamayim da'ahu razadi avaham v'razadi avaham da'ahu Yaakov tehu kilala tilchom begin di Yaakov tushbachta piavahan ihu v'ihu kaimalian hara al-alma. He asks, what are the heavens in the verse? By understanding, he established the heavens. He replies, they are the secret of the patriarchs, Chesed, Gevurah, and Tiferet. The secret of the patriarchs is Jacob, the central column, Tiferet, who includes them all as the central column includes the right and the left, the secret of Abraham and Isaac. For it is Jacob, the most splendid of the fathers, whose function is to shine on the world, the Nukva. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's commentary, the Pasuk is clear as it is written. Pasuk 45. Ugindi hu istalek. Goy alma diate nafak mineya anafa chadashatira techezu vekal nechorin mineya nafkin vekal shiva shach ribu leanhara leara umanihu da Yosef Atzadek Tzadik Deihu Yehev Shiva Shava Lekol Alma V'Alma Mineya Yitam Ugin Kach Kuchabarifu Kol Ma Diavad V'Alma Kola Ihu Biraza Ila'a Wakola Kikahaze. The translation. When he ascended to the world that is coming, that is ascended and clothed Israel Saba, called the world that is coming, the secret of the covered Chasadim, which is why there is no place in him for the revelation of the illumination of Chokmah. A branch came out from him, beautiful to the sight, by the light of Chachmah called sight and vision. And all the lights, both Chachmah and Chasadim, radiated from it, as did the abundance and the anointing oil needed to illuminate the land, the Nukva. What is this branch? It is Joseph the righteous, who gives abundance, the illumination of Chachmah to the whole world, which is sustained by him, by the illumination of Chasadim. Therefore, whatever the Holy One, blessed be he, does has meaning, and all is as it should be. My commentary. This pasuk is explaining why the Sefirah is necessary to fulfill Malchut. The explanation is learned in Rabbi Ashleg's Esther Sefirot Sefer. This book, Esther Sefirot, is a restatement of the Ari's teachings about the ten Sefirot. It's also been called the Ten Luminous Emanations. That's the name of the book in English. We have studied the foreword and the first chapter, maybe part of the first chapter. Whenever it is appropriate, whenever you feel that it's something you want to go deeper into, we are ready to teach this sefer. Pasuk 46. Ad hake ata Rabbi Elazar, ke wan dechama, lo namar vadai shakimta, ha kabamai askitu, amaru leya, kolo vada, amar vadai, shapir kamar, avali mum shitim, nishme vadai, Shetim nishme inun dechayim bein leila bein titlitata mikan ulhala ika shetim nishme nacharanim deinun kuhu nasitra Darga Demota Ilayahu Bikrundurmita Vikuta Ma Demota. The translation. While they were talking, Rabbi Elazar came. When he saw them, he said, assuredly the Shekhinah is here. What are you discussing? They told him what happened with the man and his words. He said he spoke well. He now explained about the 60 breaths. The 6 hours before midnight pertain to life, both above in the upper world, where the secret of the chest and above of the Nukva is, and below in this world. From then on, after midnight, there are 60 other breaths, which are Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, Netzach, Chod, and Yesod of the chest, and below, all on the side of death, and the grade of death is upon them. They are called Dormita, sleep, and all of them taste of death. My commentary. This pasuk is clear as it is written. As a student of Kabbalah, do you sleep after midnight, or do you maximize your sleep before midnight? Do you study Torah after midnight, as is hinted to in this pasuk? Have you asked why is the current state of sleep, awake hours in the Western world, what it is? Is it due to people not knowing or having forgotten the information revealed in this pasuk? Pasuk 47. Ugin kach David malka, awayu mitabek, beinun shitin, nishmin dechayin, umitaman, uchala, Lanaim Kila Hahidiktiv Im Etain Shinat Leina Liafa Pai Denuma Bialda Shapir Ka Amar Begin Ke Yalkum David Chai Besitra Dechai Bila Besitra Demota Yatu Ulhu Vishtalu Beoraita Lit Habaru Kahada. The translation. King David therefore cleaved to the 60 breaths of life, namely the 6 hours before midnight, which is the secret of above the chest, where the power of judgment and death, which is in the chest, cannot reach. But afterwards he slept not at all. This is the meaning of, I will not give sleep to my eyes, slumber to my eyelids. Thus that man spoke well, as David should be considered alive. He is on the side of the living and not on the side of death. Then they all joined together to study the Torah. My commentary. In my opinion, according to the Midrash, King David was to be born stillborn. Thus it is more important for him to stay away from death than it is for other people. It is true for everyone that each person needs to stay away from death. Learn this spiritual truth. Pasuk 48. Patach Rabbi Elazar Va'amar Hashem Elokei Yeshuatei Yom Tzakti Balaila Negdecha Tachatze David Malka Hawakam Befalgut Leil Yavi Ishtadal Beoraita b'shirin, v'tush b'chan l'chetba, b'malka b'matronita, v'dahawa chetba, v'imhemnuta b'yara, v'gin d'hayu, shivcha d'mihemnuta, v'yitchaze b'yara. The translation. Rabbi Elazar opened the discussion with the verse, Hashem, the Elohim of my salvation, when I cry in the night before you, come and see. King David used to rise at midnight and study the Torah, and delight the king and the queen with songs and praises. This is the joy of faith on the earth, for it is the praise of faith. The Shekhinah that is seen on the earth. My commentary. The Shekhinah comes to listen to the praises whenever and wherever said. This is my opinion. Pasuk 49. Dehaliela pache dechedva Shirata kama malachim, ilayim v'kama zeimim, v'kamish v'chan, v'layla l'elya, v'kol sitrin, kachagi, l'tata b'yara mandim shabach, l'yakud shabarichu, the Ara Belelia, Rae Veya, Good Shabrihu, Good Callinun, Malakim Kadishin, the Kamisha Becham, the High Tushpecha Bachta, Ihu Bishlimu, the Salka Yakare, the Good Shabrihu. Mitata uzamra v'chedva d'yifuda. the translation. For numerous holy angels joyously begin to sing above in different ways, praising at night on all sides, even in the illumination of the left. For then the Nukva reigns according to the secret of the verse. She rises also while it is yet night. It is likewise below on earth, for the Holy One, blessed be He, takes pleasure in whoever on earth praises Him at night. And all the holy angels who praise the Holy One, blessed be He, listen to the man who praises the Holy One, blessed be He, at night on earth. For this chanting increases the glory of the Holy One, blessed be He, from below, and sings joyously in unison. And my commentary. We learn from this pasuk that it is part of the plan of the creation for human beings to praise Hashem both day and night. Pasuk 50. Tachatze David Malka Ta'atav Hashem Elohe Yeshuati V'gomer Hashem Elohe Yeshuati Eimati Eimatai Yihu Yeshuati Behahu Yoma Yachdemiyat Ushbachta Beleoya Legabach Gedeni hu Yeshuati be Yemama. The translation, come and see. King David wrote, Hashem the Elohim of my salvation, which means, when is Hashem the Elohim of my salvation? He is my salvation by day, after I first sing to you by night. Then is He my salvation by day. My commentary. This verse will become clear to you when you contemplate it. Pasuk 51. And of course, if it doesn't become clear, please ask me for an explanation. That's what the Wednesday night questions and answers sessions are for. V'tachatze deha b'leilya Mandim shabach l'ma'areya V'tushbachta dioraita Yedein atkef V'bit kifu V'imama b'sitra V'imena deha uta Tad nafka mesitra demina uktein itma sech. Aleya vitaka veya viad amar Hashem Elohe. Yeshuati yom sa'ati wigomer. The translation. Come and see. Whoever sings the praises of Torah during the night before his master is strengthened by day on the right side, which is chesed. This means that the chachmah he received by night through the left is clothed during the day by chesed, the right side, for a thread of grace comes out from the right side. It is drawn upon him, and he is strengthened by it. David therefore said, Hashem, the Elohim of my salvation, when I cry in the night before you. My commentary. The effect of saying praises at night is to strengthen the connection to chesed during the day. Pasuk 52. Oops. Ukich amar lo hametim Yahallelujah Lom hametim begindi atzterich Beshabecha chai lechai Umet lechai lav hakeh EP low, I'm 18. Yeah, hallelujah. The Anachnu Nivarechia. Yeah, Hanan Chaim. Beleidlan Hulaka. The Sitra Demota Kalal. Kiski Ahu Amar. Chai Chai Hu Yodecha. Tamoni Begin Dechai. Itkaral Lechai David. Malkai Hu. Chai Vekurva. Dileya Lechai Haolamin. Umande Itkarev. Legabeya. Ihu Chai, Iktiviatem Chadvakin, Bechai Alme Alchechem, Elohechem Chaim Kuluchem, Ayom Uktiv Uvna Yahu Ben, Yehoyada, Ben Ishai Rabbi Almlin, Mikvetzael. The translation. Thus he said, the dead cannot praise Yah, because it is the living who should praise the living, and not the dead, as it is written. The dead cannot praise Yah, but we will bless Yah, for we are living and have no part of death. Hezekiah said, the living he shall praise, you as I do. For the living has a connection with the living. So is King David living? And he came near the whole, the one who lives forever, and whoever approaches the one living forever is living, as it is written. But you that did cleave of Hashem your Elohim are alive, every one of you, this day. And Benaiah ben Yahu, the son of Yehodiah, the son of a living man, of Kabzeel. My commentary. Rise and praise Hashem after midnight, and this will connect you to the one living forever in a day. Or for a day. That's the end of section 5. Are there any questions? Saturday evening, Motzei Shabbat, we will have Havdalah at 6 p.m., followed by a class on Zohar at 7 p.m. That Zohar will be on the Parasha of Vayechi. And at 10:30 Sunday morning, we will continue our study of the goodness of the land of Israel. It's possible we might finish it this Sunday, and at the 3 o'clock class, we'll continue our teachings and our study of advanced reincarnation. I bid shalom to all. Shabbat shalom. Have a beautiful Shabbat, and hope all is well and all will be well. Shalom to all.
Shalom. Thank you. Be well.
Shalom. Thank you. Shalom.